The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Anthony A. came into the studio and said he lost his date, and I have to talk about this. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the lone wolf.
Yeah, but how'd you lose your date?
I'll say this. Date is a strong term, all right? Me and producer Chewy were leaving the Kendrick Lamar concert, and I stumbled into this nice woman named Courtney. Ooh. And next thing you know, we're hitting it off. Me and her are talking about our favorite Kendrick Lamar songs. She's telling me how she was even present at the Super Bowl performance, and it's going back and forth, and we're nailing it. Like, I'm like, okay, cool. We then graduate over to exchanging Instagram handles.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, I'm in here. Courtney gave me her last name and everything. I'm good. And then she asked me to take a picture for her. And I tried doing my best to take a picture, but it just wasn't snapping the right way. I don't know what I was doing. And next thing I know, this woman named Haley walks up and she goes, hey, let me see that. And she takes a picture with the same exact phone I just took the picture with, but it looks 10 times better. And then suddenly, Courtney doesn't want to talk to me anymore. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here? So now I'm just kind of standing here waiting for my goodbye. And then as they kind of depart from talking to each other, Courtney comes up to me and she goes, oh my God, I can't wait. Me and her are going to brunch tomorrow. And she goes, it was nice meeting you. I'll talk to you later. I'll follow you on Instagram. Bye.
You lost me so long ago, because once you told me you took a bad picture, I thought, I'm sorry. She got to move on. Anthony, this is very important. You have to take a good picture, especially the first time. You failed her the first time and you wanted to go to brunch with you?
I didn't know that I had to be a photojournalist to get a woman to go eat eggs with me.
Well, Aunt, ready to 2025, okay? Because this is how it is. As a husband who is also a part-time photographer, if I don't get the picture right, I don't get to eat. My life is not very comfortable.
It's also annoying, DJ Automatic, that you've just gotten so bad at it. I think you're doing it on purpose. No, because when I take his picture, it looks so good. I get the background. I get everything right. I line him up. I'm like, look how thin you look. You look like you're in shape and tall and everything. Me, he makes me look like SpongeBob every single time. Oh my God. And I'm like, what are you doing? You used to be so good at it. I think you're doing it on purpose.
So you're basically telling me that Ant lost on this girl to this other girl because he can't take a picture.
Absolutely. The minute he told me he took a bad picture, I was like,
yes.
Out.
Shout out Dana for highlighting how Automatic doesn't care anymore, because the funny thing was, when we were taking the photo, I seen a line of couples and just a bunch of unenthusiastic boyfriends and husbands getting ready to take the picture and getting scolded at by their ladies.
Dude, it's so annoying.
Get it right. What's the problem? Just angle it right.
You don't have to take a picture every single place we go. You can just be there and enjoy the experience. It doesn't have to be a photo shoot.
It didn't happen if it's not on the gram, okay? It didn't happen.
That's right. I rarely say this, but I'm going to say it right now. Our grandfather didn't have to put up with this.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah, my grandpa, he didn't know how to do this.
Did your grandpa and grandma stay married?
Yes, they did.
No pressure to take dumb pictures. Well, he might have had a family on the other side of town that nobody heard about, but he didn't have the pressure of having to take the perfect picture.
Anyway, National Day, Anthony A.
It is National Superhero Day.
Oh my gosh. Most popular superhero used to be Superman. He fell off. He's not even top three anymore.
Oh, well, who's the top three then?
Iron Man, Spider-Man, and Batman.
Solid list right there. Solid list.
Batman really ain't a superhero. He's just a really rich dude.
Right. They get everything.
He's a good hairline away from being Jeff Bezos.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was scrolling through Instagram and I came across this nutritionist. And at first, it kind of offended me because he was talking about calling people fat. And then I listened to the whole thing. Listen.
How about we normalize telling friends that they're fat or need to exercise? Not to shame them, but because you actually give a about their life. When I was at my fattest, I wish someone pulled me aside and said, bro, I'm worried about you, let's hit the gym together. Instead, everyone just said, you look fine, while I was miserable. Pushing someone to improve isn't an attack, it's an act of love. A real friend cares more about your long-term health than your short-term feelings. Would you rather have friends who make you comfortable or friends who make you better?
It's more about long-term health than your short-term feelings. I remember when my best friend, who I used to work with, he used to be on the show with me and Automatic before Anthony joined us, and we were at an appearance for the radio station, and there were people there, we're meeting everybody, and he pulled me aside, and he said, hey, I gotta ask you a question. I said, what's up? He said, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean? He said, are you okay? I want you to look at yourself. He said, we're at work. I'm worried because it doesn't seem like you care about yourself anymore. At this point, I was about 60 68 pounds overweight, but it was my appearance, right? My hair wasn't done. My makeup wasn't done. I was in kind of pajama clothing and I was overweight. So it was the first time he'd ever really asked me that. And I said, no, not really. He said, well, let's do something about that.
Oh,
I think you need to do something about that. And at that moment, nobody had said anything to me. Not my mom. Nobody. Nobody had said one word to me, but I felt terrible. And I'm getting like kind of emotional right now because I was eating badly. Automatic, you knew me at this time. I would eat anything.
This is way
and
before we started dating.
Way before
though.
Automatic and I started dating. I would eat a dozen donuts in a morning while I was on the radio. I would eat hot dogs and just really bad food. And I was doing it because I wasn't happy. And then I would tell everybody I was happy, which was a complete lie. Hmm. It had nothing to do with my appearance. Everything that was going on with me was my inside, mm-hmm. and food was my way to cope.
Got it.
With my unhappy marriage, with my unhappy where I was in life, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
yeah, so food was my comfort. It seemed like a very honorable and sincere motion that your friend made to help pull you out of some type of mental dumps that you were in.
You were unhappy, and you could see it.
Yes.
I think that's a little bit different and more of a broader issue than just weight gain, because with all that being said, at the same time, nobody likes a calorie cop. You know, don't sit here like, yo, bro, if you see me enjoying something, dog, don't sit here and be like, oh, you know how much calories that got for you? You know how bad that is? You know how much years that's going
to
take off your life?
Are you talking to DJ
Automatic? Are you trying to tell me something?
No. Bro, whoever, we could all find ourselves being calorie cops because as a person who's been energy drink free, oh, I'm the first one now. If I see somebody with a Red Bull, I walk up to them right away. Hey, bro, you know, I had to put those down myself right there, but you live your life, player. And I'm saying like, so, and I can tell my, like, oh my God, I am who I don't like. So, no, but just don't be
no,
a calorie
it's
cop.
No, it's not because you care, Anthony. Why is, what's wrong with telling
no, I'll
somebody
be honest.
You care?
I'll
Why'd
be honest.
You put
no,
the drinks?
It's not because I care. It's because I want to low-key brag about myself and my accomplishment.
Yeah.
Well,
and,
what's wrong with that?
Time I think it can be done from a good place though, because I know it can be harsh and it can hurt, but I remember when I was 60 pounds overweight and both my brothers were like, bro, you're fat, you look unhealthy. And I know when I had gained all that weight, my health got worse. I got kidney stones. Let me tell you something, get kidney stones and see how you feel about yourself.
Okay.
That's like the worst thing ever.
Otto was screaming at me. I was driving 125 miles per hour.
I literally thought I was dying the first time I got a kidney stone.
Go faster, the cops are chasing us. I'm like, I can't go any faster. We got pulled over. As a real thing. It was a real thing there.
But. And I will say this, nothing against ladies, but they say it's more painful than childbirth.
Oh, the passing of stone?
Yep.
I don't believe that.
They say so. Women who've had children and passed stone said it's way harder.
Well, I passed your child and trust me, it was very painful. It was very painful. I think I would rather have somebody tell me, like my friend did that day, are you okay? You've gained a lot of weight. I'm concerned. Because we have people in our families that have had a lot of health issues. My mother, you know, she's cancer free. We were just found out. And the first thing the doctors did is call me and tell her, stop eating blank, 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 because it's bad for you. So if you care about somebody, you can do it in a good way, not in a hurtful way, and not Mr.
Yeah, but don't harsh them out all the time. Pick your spots, bro. I'm actually asking this for myself because what you just said is, so now what do we do with you and your candy habit, Dana Cortez? Do we just let it go and I can see you enjoying
Dana's
a nice candy?
Dana's got this new thing where she eats a fireball almost
as a friend,
every morning.
I'm like, hey, you know what? After a long day of work, I think you deserve a candy, but now you're telling me to say, put that candy down.
You know what? I'm going to have one a week now. Okay, I'm cutting back to one a week. Would you rather have your friends tell you you're fat or just let you be unhealthy?
Is there a nicer way to say it?
Well, that's what the man said. I mean, my friend was nice, but at the same time, he wasn't. He was like, look at yourself. It was harsh.
It's harsh and it hurts, but at the same time, that reality check is sometimes the only way.
And I needed it automatic. I got out of my unhappy marriage and I got healthy. And I'm a better mother. You know what? I'm a better person for it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you'd like a free psychic reading with Sirmati, call us up right now. It's time for What's Your Sign? Sirmati, welcome.
What's good? How's everybody doing?
Very well. So happy to have you here. So obviously, before we get our collective spiritual forecast for everybody listening, let's start off with our psychic reading. What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
And what's your first name?
Jamie.
Jamie.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. You know, you have a smile on your face, so I love that. I can feel your positive energy.
I do, actually.
I can feel it. Okay, so what's your question for Sirmati?
I just started dating again after being divorced for 15 years, and I'm wondering if that's really in my cards.
If, like, love maybe in the future, or is it a good idea that you're dating?
Good idea that I'm dating. I think we'll start simple.
Jamie.
After my second date, I'm just not so sure.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, obviously, Maddie, she is in a happy mood, but she's also sounds a little concerned about the world of dating. So, what are you feeling?
I love her energy, first and foremost, and I do feel that her energy is going to get her far in the dating scene. I also want to tell her that all of the lessons that she's learned in the past with relationships, all of that is going to contribute to her finding a really amazing partner. But I do want to say, one of the things that Spirit wants to her to know, when she does get triggered, because situations when we expose ourselves or when we put ourselves in those situations where we're now dating and we're getting back out there, don't allow certain things about new people remind you of the past, because that can actually affect the outcomes for you. Take this as a new life. This is a brand new beginning. So release things from the past. These are brand new people, and Spirit really wants you to know that there is a beautiful future for you. But the main thing for you now that you're dating is to burn away all of those old, not necessarily forget the memories, don't apply them to the new individuals that you're dating in your life. But you have a really amazing energy, and I do see you being very fiery and very attractive to people that are you're interested in.
She called you fiery and attractive, Jamie. Okay, you own that, girl. Okay. What about our collective? What about our spiritual forecast for the week? Madi, what is it looking like?
We just had our new moon yesterday on Sunday, and that moon is a beautiful moon because it's the moon of new beginnings. This is a beautiful week also for doing any type of manifestation work. So if you are into that, even if you just say positive affirmations out into the universe, put that energy out there because it will be reciprocated back. So this is an amazing week for exploring, you know, going out of town, being with your friends, journaling a future vision for yourself. I believe in visualization. And if you do that meditation and you put your intentions out there, you can really create the life that you dream. And this is a beautiful week for that.
Oh my gosh, you said journaling. I just read this study, Maddie, that if you write things down, it's 10 times more powerful than typing them into your phone.
Yes, it really is. It's something about the link between the movement of your hand and the actual, your brain chemistry and like absorbing that energy. And it's also very intentional, and you're putting it out into the universe. Believe in the energy of the universe.
You should see Automatic's paperwork here. He doodles and jots down manifestations all morning.
That's all I do.
That's awesome.
I've been focusing personally on my manifestation by every morning I'll wake up, stare at myself intensely in the mirror, and then start yelling out Young Thug lyrics at myself in the mirror. And that's been the best one.
Which is great because nobody can understand him.
I like the Kendrick line where he says, I deserve it all. Like, I love saying that because it's really like a positive affirmation to put out there.
I love the positivity this week because Lord knows we need it. Look, if you would like a reading with Sirmati, you can call us right now, 877-730-DCS1. And of course, follow at Illest Divinity on Instagram. Thank you so much for taking your time like you do every Monday to give us our spiritual forecast. We love you, Mujer.
I love you guys so much.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I feel so bad for Damien. He's the guy that contacted me about today's Down in the DM. He sent me a direct message because he thought his girl, Gabriella, was talking to her ex. Okay, she wasn't talking to him now, but she was a while back. So it went down in the DM.
Did you sleep with your ex?
Yes. You have to believe me. It didn't mean anything. Okay, I swear. And it's over. And like, I'm not into
one
him.
One time?
No. But it's over. I swear. It was that time. Remember, I was confused and it didn't mean anything. Okay, though. I haven't talked to him since then.
I can't do this. He's messaging.
Can we just get off the phone, please? I swear. This is over. I love you, baby.
I can't.
This guy's heartbroken. Heartbroken. Number one, I think they might be able to work things out. Here's why. It happened a long time ago. There's something she said there. She said, do you remember when I was confused? We were going through something. So obviously she was trying to have a conversation with him. She didn't tell him. I know. Hold on. Let me finish, Automatic. I know you want to say something. She didn't tell him. But I'm thinking maybe she was in a bad relationship. And old bad habits are hard to break.
All right.
And so she's trying to pull away from this man. And she falls back into the old pattern and then realizes it's over, it's done, and cuts ties. Now, remember that her ex He plotted and planned and schemed for all this to happen. He wanted for her current boyfriend 6 months later to leave her to find out because he wants her back in those old patterns. And all she wants is to be with Damien.
Oh.
She made a mistake. She should have told him. But she should have told him back then, but she didn't. And so here we are. But oh, go ahead, Otto. Go ahead. You're dying.
I was going to say, okay, the one part that really stuck out to me is he said, did it happen once? And she said, no. Either which way, if I was in his situation, just one time, well, I couldn't live with that. It would ruin me. But the fact that she did it more than once and continued to do it, no, I could never forgive that. There's no way I could ever look the other way.
It's not looking the other way. It's forgiving. Okay. It's not looking the other way. She made a mistake.
She did make a mistake, but she also wasn't going to admit it. We had to catch her. So for me, that's kind of what it is, too. Is like, it's not like she stood up and said, hey, I'm taking responsibility for this. I made a very bad mistake. I made ownership, and she's trying to plead. It's like, no, we caught you, and now you're sorry.
The other thing is, a mistake is one time. She said it happened more than one time. That wasn't a mistake. It was intentional.
It wasn't intentional. She was confused. She said that to her boyfriend. Do you remember the time? Automatic Anthony A.
Do you hear yourself?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
There's no way you can believe what you're saying right now.
I completely believe it because it's happened to me. I've been in a bad relationship that I kept going back to, that I shouldn't have kept going back to. And when you meet somebody who treats you well, you're not used to it. You're confused. You don't know how to do it. Now, I'm not excusing her. She made an error. She was wrong. What I'm saying is, can Damien possibly forgive her? And Anthony and Automatic, you both have said, if it happened and they don't know, don't tell. Don't let your guilty conscience ruin my life. You guys have been on this show telling me a million times that stuff. And so now she doesn't tell? And now she's guilty of not telling because we caught her? Well, which is it?
Wait, what?
But when
I said what?
We did a whole show about a man who found love letters from his wife 50 years ago, and you're like, man, why didn't she throw them away? And she should have never told him.
I think love letters are a little different than fornication.
Well, first of all, she fornicated with the man in the letter.
Yeah, okay. If you're writing love letters, that's a way different ball game than if we're actively dating and you hooked up with somebody 6 months ago.
I will say Gabriella is wrong 100%.
What I'll say is you're 100% wrong. The fact that you always stick up for women when even this woman is clearly in the wrong.
I just said she's wrong. I'm not sticking up for her. So what Damien, I'm saying is Damien, if he really loves her, it's up to him whether he can forgive her or not.
Oh, there you go. That's good advice.
That's up to him.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's good advice. That's like coded in like, hey, dog, do what makes you happy. That's funny.
Yeah, there it goes.
Damien,
either way.
If you really love her, do what you do, dog. Do what you do.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We played this down in the DM. It was Damien, who was a little suspicious that his girl Gabriella was talking to her ex. And when we broke everything down, it happened, but it was 6 months ago, and she actually slipped up.
Yeah.
With him.
Still not an excuse.
Not an excuse at all. So it was 6 months ago, and the whole thing was that the boyfriend was manipulating the situation. She hadn't seen, talked to him, messaged him, nothing. She blocked him. He figured out a way to contact her boyfriend, Damien, so that he could break them up. So I don't know what's going to happen between them. I'm gonna text Damien later and see if he's going to find it in his heart to forgive Gabriella or not. But one of our callers, Adriana, she said she felt for Gabriella. She could sympathize with her. And she said something that caught my ear.
I was in the same situation. I didn't cheat on him, but I did tell him a lie that I never was like with this one guy that I had problems with. Like, it was so toxic.
So she didn't cheat. But she did not want to tell her new boyfriend about this other guy because he was a bad person. It was a bad relationship. She's probably embarrassed. I can relate 100% to that. Not wanting
anybody
to know.
See, that was the thing. When we were getting all these calls, I thought that this was a unique situation. The amount of people that called in, both women and men, that said they had gone through the exact same thing was mind-blowing to me because the fact that they're... I guess I feel like they're letting somebody manipulate their life. It was a lot for me to process.
How is it a lot for you to process? You married a woman, me, who has told you a million times that I don't even recognize the person I was back then. This person had me so just in my own head. I had no self-esteem, no self-respect, nothing. I would do anything he said. Like, I'm not kidding. I was really being manipulated to my core. I don't recognize the person I was. So I understand why it was hard for Gabriella to finally cut ties, but she did. Now, I don't know if Damien's going to forgive her. That's another topic.
Moving on is extremely hard. No matter what you've been through, you miss a person or you get comfortable with a certain situation, and moving on is hard. I still struggle with it to this day. Everyone does. And
even if it's toxic, it's what you're used to. And so now Gabriella, the woman we're talking about in this down in the DM, she found a good man and now she's getting used to that. And here comes her ex blowing up the spot, you know?
And then she made a mistake.
And she did. Yeah. And hopefully she'll learn from it. Whether he forgives her or not, you always got to be honest with your partner.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.